The following is the class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text number 7 and 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 13, 1973, in New Delhi, India.
Vasudeva Bhagavati. Vasudeva is another name of Krishna, because Krishna appears as the son of Vasudeva. Whenever Krishna appears, he appears as the son of Vasudeva and devotee. Krishna is the origin of everyone. So how there can be a father and mother of Krishna? Krishna is described as sarva karana karanam, the cause of all causes. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, aham adirhi devana. Devana, the demigod, the first demigod is Lord Brahma, the first living creature within this universe. Then Vishnu, then Lord Shiva, then other demigods, Indra, Chandra, Surya, many, some millions. So, how Vasudeva can become his father, so that his name is famous as Vasudeva, son of Vasudeva? The thing is, Vasudeva formerly underwent severe austerity, and he wanted a son like Krishna. So Krishna agreed that like me, there is nobody else. Krishna is asama urdhva. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is above. Therefore, Vasudeva, in his serious bath, he wanted Krishna like a son like Krishna. So he could not find anyone like him. Therefore, he agreed himself to become his son. The idea is that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he comes upon this material world, just like ordinary human child, he accepts his devotee as his father, his devotee as his mother. That is it. Therefore, Krishna appears as the son of Vasudeva, and he is well known as Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sujilyama. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that a person advancing in spiritual knowledge must come to the point of understanding Vasudeva Vasudeva, then his knowledge is perfect. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Not ordinary men, but those who are actually searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, such person, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, after many, many births of searching like that, he understands that Vasudeva is everything. Vasudeva Sarvam. Sa Mahatma Sujilyama. Such Mahatma, an advanced soul, Mahatma and Kudratma, Adduratma. Those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, they are called Mahatma. And the symptom of Mahatma is Mahatma Anushman Prasa Devi Prasiti Mahasrita. Bhaganti Ananda Manasu. Mahatma is not changing a dress or having a big dress. Mahatma is described. Who is Mahatma? Mahatma is the man father, Devi Prabhupada Master. Mahatma is not under the control of this material energy. He is under the center of spiritual energy, Devi Prabhupada. And this symptom is Bhajanti Ananya Manaso. He has no other business than to serve the Supreme Personality, Bhajan, Bhajasivaya. This Bhajadhatu is used in the sense of sari, Bhajan. The Bhajanti word is used in Bhagavad Gita many places. Bhajanti, Atuathati Vidyasi, Chaturvidha Bhajanti Ma. Chaturvidha Bhajanti Ma means Sukriti Nāja. Sukriti, Sukriti means path. Those who have done path activities, they come to the position of Bhajanti. Not all of them. That is also explained in another place. These are Antagatana Pāpam. Those are finished, the sinful activities. Jīvāna antaratam pāpam janālāṁ puṇya-karmānāṁ. Those who are actually engaged in past actions, therefore according to our daily civilization, people are advised to act powerfully. If a man is very poor, he has nothing to give in charity or make sacrifice, go to the jungle, take your bath. That is also part. Part of it. So in this way, the whole life, whole daily civilization is based on inducing people to be engaged in part of it. Because by asking powerfully, one day they come to the stage of bhajan. India is spread by culture, by birth. The land of Bharatvarsha is Punyabhumi. It's still in time in Kumbh Mela. Many millions of people will come to take bath, to take a deep into the Ganges, because they think it is fire. Yeah. So, through the veins of India, the spiritual, through the soul, unfortunately, the leaders have misguided them, and they are becoming atheists generally. It's very regretful situation. Anyway, after many past activities, one may come to the platform of Bhagavad Bhagavad, Chaturvidha Bhajanti Ma, Sukriti Nāja, Atuathati Vidyasi Janita Bharata. Four classes are known. Those who are distressed are suffering. Everyone is suffering, but those who are acutely suffering. Atuarthati, those who are in need of some money. Atuarjigyasu, an inquisitive, that is bored. And again, when actually those who are in knowledge, they are searching after. The four classes are done. Beginning bhajan. Now, the other opposite numbers are Namāna Dushkitina Mūḥā Prakadvante Narādhamā. Those are Dushkitina. Background is simple, sinful activity. They cannot say. So here in Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, Śrīta Goswāmī is explaining in the meeting of Nandisāraṇya. He says, Vāsudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaḥ. If you begin your bhakti yoga, Vāsudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga can be applied only to Vasudeva Bhagavat. Bhakti Yoga is not applied anywhere. The Shastra does not say. Bhakti means to serve. And Yoga, the process. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita also. Bhagavad Gita is Bhakti Yoga. Maya sakta mana prathe yogam jinyan madatha. Madatha. After taking shelter of Krishna or representative of Krishna. Krishna or representative of Krishna. I have to take shelter. Mad ashray. In Narsimhadas Thakur says, ashray leya bhavi. Krishna tare nahi chadi. Anyone who takes ashra and begins his bhajan, Krishna tare nahi tare, Krishna cannot give him up. Krishna will accept him. And in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Tadvijjana Sansa Guru Mahavadiya says, in the Bhagavata, he says, Tasmat Guru Prapadvita, Vidyasi Se Uttamam. Those who are inquisitive, Brahma Vidya, Vidyasi Sriyam Uttam. Sriyam means the ultimate benefit, goal of life. People are very much attached to the immediate benefit. Just like children. Children who give it, two pies worth lavender, he is very much attached. But if you want to engage him in education, he's not very much of that. So there are two things, Kriya and Priya. Kriya means immediate enjoyment, and Kriya means future benefit. So Kriya Uttamam, everyone is doing something just like a child is being educated for future happiness. But this happiness, this material happiness, is temporary. Even if you are educated very nicely, become a big lawyer or high court judge, or anything big four, they are all temporary. Because as soon as the body is finished, everything is finished. Then again you have to take bath. There is no guarantee what kind of bath. Suppose you take bath again in human society, then you have to get again educated. Again you are if you want to become some big boy. Therefore, everything here is temporary. Anitya. Anitya. Anitya means they are not the permanent. But here it is said, Sriya Uttamam. Uttamam means Udgata Tama, Jasma. This material world is called Tama. Therefore, Vedic advice is Tamasi Ma, Jyoti Dava. Don't remain in this darkness. Try to go to the light, Jyoti Dava. So, Uttama means, this word we have Uttam. The Uttam means transcendental, beyond this material world. So there is Kriya, ultimate benefit of life, beyond this material world. So one who is interested the Kriya or ultimate benefit of life, beyond this material world, for him there is need of accepting the Guru. Tasmad Gurum Prabhupada, Vijnasi Sriyam Uttamam. Uttamam. Not for this name. Generally, people go to accept the Guru for some material benefit, for cheap asirvad, so that he can become more opulent in this material world. But that is not fair. These things will be finished. These things will be finished with your body. And body is sure to be finished. Nitya Sarva Harasraham. to fulfill the new world order. But I am the best, and I take away everything every day, every time. Mr. Sarva Harapsan, you make all efforts. You make good bank balance, skyscraper building, good family, everything. But everything will be taken away at the time of death. Then another chapter. Then you do not know what chapter you mean. That will depend on your karma. The same thing, contamination. As you are, means your mental condition. Sadatada bhava bhavi. Illness. Mental is good. It's in your body. This is the illness. Karmanada even explained. Jantar dhiha upapatti. By karma, everyone is working. But everybody is working in three modes of nature. This material world, there are three modes of nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So if you are working in Tamagun, then you are preparing a body of Tamagun. If you are working in Rajagun, then you are preparing a body for Rajagun. Similarly, Satagun. Everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita. And what is the different weather? Urdangachanti Sattva. Those who are working in Satagun, they will go to the heart managing system. There are Janalok, Mahalok, Kapalok, Brahmalok, Satagok, Siddhalok. In those. Urdangachanti Sattva. Madhya Sishanti Rajasa. And if you want to remain in the middle planetary system, then that is logical. And Javanla Gunavishtha, Adhova Shanti Tamasa. And those who are working in Tamagun, Javanla, most abominable behavior. And they will go to the animal kingdom or the lower planetary system. This is the process. As we are contaminating, Karanam Gunasanda Vastha, Sadasat Janma Janma. Sat and Asat Janma. Why there are so many varieties of that? Cats, dogs, trees, aquatic, bats, bees, human beings, angels, civilized, uncivilized, so many. Why there are so many varieties? Karanam Gunasanda Vastha. As he is associated with different types of qualities, he is getting different types of bodies. It is going on. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eirupe brahmanda bhavite pono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripa kai bhakti yata ji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the living entity is located in this universe, brahmanda bhavite. Sometimes this planet, sometimes that planet, sometimes this body, sometimes that body. In this way, he is rotating. Sometimes in memory. But by chance, fortunate, by fortune, if he gets in touch of a proper guru, and then he gets Krishna. Guru Krishna Kripa. By Krishna's mercy, he gets Guru, and Guru's mercy, he gets Krishna. Simultaneously. If he is actually serious about Krishna, Krishna concept, this is important that when we hear about Krishna, therefore, satsanga is required. To awaken that Krishna consciousness, dormant Krishna consciousness is in everyone's heart. Everyone's heart, yes, because he's part and parcel of Krishna. Just like a boy who has left his home from childhood, some or other, separated from his rich father, welcoming in the street. But he's reminded, he can remember. Similarly, we are all sons of the most opulent father, Paisadjastha, Sanatjastha, Bhidjastha, Dasadjastha. Unfortunately, you have forgotten. You are thinking that I am American, I am Indian, and this and that. time striving and living hard, struggling for existence. That would be most beneficial welfare activity in Krishna consciousness. We are reminding people that you are son of such great personality, a Krishna, why don't you go back to your home? Why you are rotting in this material world? Suffer. This is me. So, require this education. When one understands that I am rotting here, this is a nasty place. This is a nasty place. Not only this material and planet. Anywhere within this material world. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. Even if you go to the Brahma Loka, where the duration of life you cannot calculate. And the standard of life is very, very good. But it's still Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, Punadavati. Wherever you go, the Janma Mukti Janabhavi is there. So, this information, Krishna consciousness is even of above Brahma Loka. Therefore, it is the most beneficial welfare activities in the world. Krishna consciousness, to have it in Krishna consciousness. So, this awakening is possible when one is engaged in the devotional service of Vasudeva, Krishna. Just like these boys, these European American boys, foreigners, they have been engaged in the service of Vasudeva. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Swada Sevanam Achyanam. This is Achyam. This is offering arati, bhog. And Samanam Kirtanam, chanting, Hare Krishna mantra, and hearing. These are the devotional processes, nine processes. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Swada Sevanam Achyanam Vandanam Jatsam Satkham Matam Yoga. So this is called Bhakti Yoga. So here it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Vasudeva, Krishna, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, Bhagavati. It's not ordinary. First, not only person, is Bhagavan, Krishna is Bhagavan from. There are many Bhagavan, but the original Bhagavan is Krishna. Aham Adi Bhidhidhana, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhattate. In this way, Krishna is the Supreme. Therefore, here it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati. Don't consider Krishna as human being. Abhijananti mana mulha mana sintari maastita. Because he comes to show actually what is God. He comes as human being. But that doesn't mean he is like us, human beings. That's why in the prison house, if sometimes the governor goes to minister and the prisoner thinks, now governor is also one of us. He has become a prisoner. That's why Mahatma Gandhi went to the prison house. And the pickpocket, if he thinks, now Mahatma Gandhi is also one of us. This is wrong. It is Abhijananti Mana Mulha. Because he knew that, the chief father, his children, that Mahatma Gandhi is also like me. Or the governor, he has come into the prison house, therefore he is also like one of us. No. I thought his mercy, he comes. People are searching after God. The so-called speculators, big scholars, they are trying to understand God. God may be like this, may be like that. Why may be? You do not know God, just as you, that you do not know why you are speaking. Maybe means you do not know. So why don't you say, I do not know? But these rascals will say, may be like this. Why may be? Here is God. I am like this. That's not so. Krishna says, here I am. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Kalpattati. And he was his life. All Savior sent his person. Then Arjuna admitted him that Krishna, you are Parabrahma. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam. You are Purusha. Purusha means India. Shashvata means eternal. Not that you are now India and formerly you are something. No. Shashvata, Purusha, Adhyam, original. So, this is the appreciation of Krishna. After reading Bhagavad Gita, if you do not understand Krishna, if you try to banish Krishna, then what kind of reading of Bhagavad Gita? This is all nonsense. If actually one understands Bhagavad Gita, if you have actually studied, then they can go through. You have it. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. That is Arjuna's experience after hearing Bhagavad Gita. And he says that you are accepted by great personalities, Ahita, Narada, Vyasa, Devala, big, big personalities. So, Sansa, you are also sitting yourself. You are far from hostile and authority. And you are speaking personally, therefore I accept you that you are Parabrahma. This is the study of God. So, God is explaining himself personally, and he is accepted by authority, not only in days of yore, formerly, but recently within 500, 700 years, did he attack us? Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami. This is a scholar. Let us see, in 500 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone has said Krishna, the Supreme Vipassana Yoga. And these lectures are fighting out what is God. Just see the rest of them. God is here, and he's fighting. So, those who are searching after God, and they are, if they are making some proposition, speaking, these are all nonsense, speaking. You do not know God, tell me, that is very good. But why you are making speaking? By God is not subject to your mental speculation. That is confirmed in the Brahma Sangha. Panthasya koti satavastha sampradamma. Vayu rathāpi manaso munipunyavāna sattvasthila pravadasīna avishinta tattu govindamādhukrītam tavāmīna panthāsya koti satavastha. We have got experience of flying by the airplane. It goes 500-600,000 miles per hour. But here it is said panthāsya koti satavastha sampradamma Vayu rathāpi. On the aeroplane, at the speed of air, or on the speed of mind. You can understand the speed of mind. You are sitting here, immediately can go to London, 10,000 miles out. The speed of mind you can understand. So here it is, even on the speed of mind, not this 1,000 mile speed or 500 mile speed, on the speed of mind. The speed of mind means, within a second it can go millions of miles. That is the speed of mind. So, it is said from past and with that speed, if you go on, 40 satavastha, somewhere, for many millions of years, to find out where is God, it is impossible. You cannot. You cannot. Panthasya koti satavastha sampradamma, vayu rathāpi manaso munipunyavān, and by whom? Munipunya, great sentient person. Yeah, it's still everything to talk to, it still remains everything to talk. You cannot understand. Nāmātmā prabhatanena labhya. In the Vedas it is said, simply by argument, speculation, you cannot understand. You have to understand God, or from his divinity, otherwise it is not. This is the problem. So, therefore, it is said, that Vasudevi Bhagavati, if you engage yourself in devotional service, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, not other yoga, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, they will not be appreciated. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna said, Bhakyama Marijanati. Krishna never said, by process of jnana or karma or yoga, no. You cannot. Bhakyama Marijanati. And he speaks to Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktosi, Kriyosi, name. So without bhakti, without bhakti yoga, there is no possibility of understanding what is God. That is for certain. Therefore, the Bhagavad says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayoga. If you apply bhakti yoga in the Supreme Personality of God, Vasudeva Bhagavati, then what will be the result? The result is, Janati Asu Vaidabdham. Jnanam tadahi pati.